the fact that we were having Piff the Magic Dragon on the show was enough to get me out of bed this morning. I've been looking forward to this since we booked it last week. Piff the Magic Dragon will be performing at the Funny Bone in Albany tonight, Saturday, January 20th, as part of his all-new 2018 tour, The Dog Who Knows. If the name doesn't immediately conjure up an image of a grumpy yet hilariously entertaining English comedian dressed in what looks like a handmade dragon costume, and of course it should, then you simply don't have your finger on the pulse of the comedy scene today. Piff was part of season 10 of NBC's America's Got Talent, earning high praise from the judges. Then he went off to Las Vegas. He made a home there, has a residency at the Flamingo Casino on a regular basis, and now he's in Albany. Piff, the Magic Dragon, welcome to the roundtable this morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning. I'm now offended.
Why are you?
I'm a genuine mythical creature. And an Englishman in a dragon outfit. I should walk out right now. Unbelievable. This is how you treat your genuine
mythical creatures.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, how do you are magical and mythical?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, why not?
Well, I assume
I'll take
it's
both of them now.
Sure, absolutely. How did you get started becoming a mythical magical creature?
Well, here's what happened. I was a regular human, much like yourself.
Yeah.
And then
debatable, but go ahead.
And I was doing magic tricks. It was and I kept getting fired everywhere because I was too grumpy.
Yeah.
People were saying, "Why?" You know, people would book me for like their wedding, or they would book me for their dinner party, and I would turn up and I would be miserable and I would like insult people, and they were like, what's your problem? So I lost that job. But around that time I got invited to a costume party, and I said to my sister, do you have anything to wear? And she said, yes, I have a dragon outfit under my bed. And I asked no more questions, and neither should you. So I took the dragon outfit, I went to the party as a fake artificial magic dragon.
Yeah.
And no one else was in costume. It was just me. It was just me. So then I was drinking red wine in the corner, being very grumpy. And one of my friends said, you should do this in your act. You could be Puff the Magic Dragon. I went, wait, I could be Piff the Magic Dragon. You might have heard of my older brother, Steve. And ever since, I have been a genuine magical dragon.
You know, around the time of America's Got Talent, I was in Manhattan, and I'm walking down the street, and you were doing a promo or something, and I see you in your dragon costume walking down
skin
in your dragon skin.
Thank you.
Walking down Sixth Avenue, and I think to myself, it's just, I don't know, I found it to be hilarious.
Funny about a grumpy magical dragon? Nothing. It's just funny. Let me tell you what happened. As soon as I became a magical dragon, everyone had been firing me for being too grumpy, then rehired me. Because apparently, you know, grumpy guy doing magic tricks, not funny. Grumpy dragon doing magic tricks, hilarious.
Yeah, well, it is hilarious.
And my career took off.
So Piffles is here. Piffles is your
Piffles
is your
is
dog.
Here.
And
Piffles, I thought I needed a gimmick.
Now, Piffles is a beautiful dog. What kind of dog is Piffles?
He's a Chihuahua, magic performing Chihuahua, obviously.
Magic performing Chihuahua.
Yeah, it's a niche breed.
And in a dragon costume.
Yeah, this is a dog in a dragon outfit. See, now you're getting it. Dog in a dragon outfit, me, genuine magic dragon. Proud of you.
Thank you very much. I try to be a quick study. Now, what is Piffle the key to most of the tricks that you do?
The key? What do you mean the key?
I mean, would you be able to do the tricks? Would you be able to do this without Piffles?
Yes, a dog. I just pretend he does magic.
Okay.
He doesn't actually do magic.
No, he's there.
He's basically asleep 23 hours a day.
Okay.
He's barely conscious.
From what we understand, from what you understand, for your time on the road with Piffles, he enjoys this aspect of his life.
Well, he likes sleeping. He loves it. He just sleeps all day. I've been on stage, and he's been in my case snoring on stage.
Okay. Well,
he gets to eat all the chicken he can, you know, dream of.
Yeah.
And he gets to hang out with me 24/7. Because the thing is, a lot of time, like dogs, you know, they're stuck at home while their owners are out working.
Now,
I thought I'd cut out the middleman and bring him to work.
And it's very nice. But now I've seen the tricks. I've seen tricks that you do where Piffles is part of him and is actually helping you do the trick.
And what you're saying is you don't believe that I could do it. You believe that Piffles is the real talent, and I admire your optimism.
I believe right, that every clean. Good magician yeah. has an assistant.
I'll come clean, and I just stand next to the dog. That's all I do. People come from all over to see Mr. Piffles because, I mean, look at that cute little face.
No, you can't get over that. That
you
face
can't go
is
over
amazing.
That face. Look at that little cutie.
It's really incredible. Well, he just winked at me.
Yeah, he did, yeah.
Piffles just winked at me.
I'm concerned now. What exactly is your game here, Piffles?
He's hoping I have a dragon costume under my bed. So what is, when you come into town, you get to do a couple gigs, and then you go back to Las Vegas for
yeah,
your residency?
We spend half our time in Las Vegas at the Flamingo, where we have our show, Piff the Magic Dragon. And then usually every week, we head out on the road. And this is our second time in Albany, you know. Albany. How do you say it?
But we say Albany.
You say Albany?
We say Albany.
I was harangued on Facebook for saying Albany.
No, well, but not by Albanians.
Oh, is that Albanians? Oh, I love it. You guys got it all going on. So, yeah, we were here a year and a half ago, and we couldn't wait to come back, but we did.
Well, excellent.
So we've now returned. So and then every time we're on the road, we come with a brand new show. All new tricks, all new jokes, same dog.
Now, I realize this is radio, but are you prepared to do a trick right now?
I can do a magic trick.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right,
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do a card trick.
Okay.
And I'm going to narrate it for your listener at home.
Now, we just so you know, Piff and Piffles, we do have, so there's cameras here.
Yeah.
So we have a web feed. So some people, if people want to go in at WAMC.org,
yeah, I should say I'm in my natural human disguise at the moment.
That's all right.
Because I flew in, and unfortunately, my regular Dragon flight has been disabled, so I had to fly Delta. And with all the weather, I was 8 hours late.
Well, I think it's very nice of you to think that the quality of these cameras was good enough that people would actually even tell you're human, much less not in a dragon costume.
No,
but thank you.
I'm a genuine magical dragon disguised as a human.
All right.
Dog in a dragon outfit. You
got
it?
I got it. All right.
So here's the deal. I got a deck of cards here, and you're going to reach in. You're going to take out one of these playing cards.
Okay, I can just pick anyone?
You can just pick anyone. Yeah,
all right.
Push
okay,
them over
there
to
we
you.
Go. All right.
Okay, any one of the cards. Once
yes.
you've done that, you're going to take this pen that I have.
Okay.
I have a marker pen.
There you go.
And you're going to write your name on the front of the playing card.
Meaning this side of the card.
The one with the picture of the numbers. The other
okay.
side. The other side.
The other side. The good
yeah,
side.
Challenge me.
Okay. And just sign my name.
Sign your name or your PIN number, whatever you feel most comfortable with. I really don't mind.
All
Mr.
right.
Piffles is now going
sign.
Into a zen-like trance.
Yes.
I'm going to put him on the table.
All right. I have it.
You've written your name on the playing card,
yes.
correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, you're going to put that card back in the deck.
All right.
Happy
there
just
go.
There? Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Remember
yes,
it?
Yes, yes,
yeah,
yes.
We're going to show it to Mr. Hey, Mr. Piffles, remember the card. Remember the dog stares disinterestedly at the table. Remember the card.
Is he winking at you? No.
All no, right. He's now licking his paws. You're supposed to be a professional. All right. Now, look, we're going to give these cards a little shuffle. The dog is now getting a little bit more animated. Yeah. Here we go. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. One of these cards is going to rise up. Piff the Magic Dragon passes the cards over the dog. One card rises up to the top of the deck. Oh, it's the...
Yeah, it's not my card.
An awkward hush descends upon the studio.
Yeah, that's not my card.
Oh, this is brutal.
Okay.
Would you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Would you just take hold of that card?
I have
and just
sir.
Rub it on the back of the dog. Just rub it on the back of
on
the dog.
Back,
yeah,
on the back.
Rub it.
The
yeah.
dog butt.
There
okay.
You go. Take a look.
All right. Oh my God! Well, how did that happen? Now,
that's the concept
card.
Of the act.
My God!
How did that happen?
How did
it's
that
the
happen?
Concept of the act, ladies and gentlemen, the dog.
My dog.
Is doing, not
the,
your dog. My
no,
dog.
No, your dog. My car just came out of your dog's ass. How did that happen?
Ta-da! And you can have that as a souvenir,
oh,
buddy.
Oh, well, thank you. I need you to sign it, though.
Yeah,
my
you
God,
might want to put
is...
some hand sanitizer on it before we leave. Look at that. Have
that,
you ever seen a dog doing magic tricks?
Well, see, again, that was back to my original point. That's very helpful within the...
You know that
the
I did the magic trick, right?
Know,
you understand.
I know. You passed it over the dog.
It had nothing to do with the dog's butt.
Piffles
don't jump,
okay?
Mr. Piffles. Yeah, he's just thinking
hey,
about ending
you?
All.
How are you? How are you, Piffles?
He is a savage. You want to be careful when petting him.
They treat you nicely over there at the Flamingo?
We love it at the Flamingo. We've been there 2.5 years now.
That's great.
Yeah.
Were you ready? I mean, you've been doing this for a while. Were you ready for what daily television exposure would bring to you?
Well, here's the thing. I've been all right. Stay there, Mr. Piffles is now kind of going
coming over to the dark side.
He's coming. He's
hey,
gone.
Buddy.
He wants to check his emails. Well, I was in England for 8 years before I came here. No, that's not right. 6 years. I don't know. Anyway, I was doing this in England for a long time before I came here, and then I moved to Vegas to do a show at the Cosmopolitan, and I was like a small part of a big show. So I did the show, and after about 6 months, it crashed and burned because they were losing $60,000 per show.
Oh, wow. That's...
I'd rather watch $60,000 burn per night than see any sort of act. So there was it. So then I was stuck in Vegas, and I had a green card, and I was like, well, I quite like to stay because I love... You guys are so optimistic in America. In England, it's like, can you do anything? No. No, just go home and dream of nothing. Whereas here, it's like, we can do it. It's going to happen. So I was, and the weather's much nicer in Vegas.
Very nice.
Although Albany is letting the side down currently. How do you deal with all the snow?
It's a lot of snow.
It's a lot of snow. So I decided I'm going to go on America's Got Talent. And because it used to be back in the day, like, you know, like I'm friends with a lot of the magicians, like Lance Burton or Panatello, whoever.
Yeah.
Used to be back in the day, you'd go on the Tonight Show.
Boom.
Boom, everyone would know who you are. That would be your big break. That doesn't exist anymore.
Well, Johnny loved magic and was very good to magicians. And
exactly.
Yeah.
So now you have to go on America's Got Talent and you know, spend 3 months of your life trying to beat six-year-olds. And that's what you have to do these days.
And so, did you come after the dog act that won? Were you the year after the dog
maybe.
Act?
Maybe. No, I was 2 years after.
2 years after.
I came after the magician that won. And the other thing was, I thought, there's nothing really funny about winning, because I'm a comedian at heart.
Yeah.
So I thought it would be funny to get all the way to the finals and shoot a dog out of a cannon. But people got very angry about that. They were like, you should have lost. But the thing is like, it's the same airtime, so.
It doesn't matter for
you.
It
doesn't matter.
No, you're
much
fine.
Less contractual issues.
What can people expect from the act? As I mentioned, you're going to be at the Funny Bone in Albany, which is a really neat venue. Very cool.
Yeah, we're doing 5 shows. We're doing 1 tonight, 2 tomorrow. Friday and 2 Saturday. Like I say, we're here with our brand. Mr. Piffle's got a whole new mind reading act.
Yeah.
All new tricks, all new jokes. He will be Mr. Piffle's the dog who knows. There was a guy called Alexander in the early 20th century, and he did an act called The Man Who Knows, and he would like read minds and tell people about their futures. And he also had 7 wives and committed 3 murders. And I thought, well, what more could Mr. Pilvers have in common with this man? So we designed the whole tour around Mr. Pilvers, the dog who knows.
Well, it's a great act, and you're very, very funny. And I saw you both at America's Got Talent, and I saw one of your shows. And it's just great stuff. Very, very exciting that you're back. Hello, Mr. Pilvers. Also very excited to be back. I hope you have a great run. You're going to be at the Funny Bone, Albany, tonight through Saturday as part of the 2018 The Dog Who Knows. Piff the Magic Dragon, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you. Again, Piff and Piffles will be at the Funny Bone in Albany tonight through the 20th. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.